This month at 99.1 The Mix, we are celebrating Women's Small Business Month. And do you know a woman that owns a small business? Well, we want to talk to her. We want to hear all about it. But this is all made possible with our community partners. And that includes Savalia Financial Advisors. You've heard them here on The Mix before. It's Elizabeth Kay, and they are my personal financial advisors. I've been working with them for about 15 years, and they are owned by Crystal Sedano, who's joining me today. Hello, Crystal.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Well, let's talk a little briefly before we get into what it means to be a woman small business owner, some of the obstacles and adversity you face and all of those good things. And how can people get in contact with you? Let's explain how it's Savalia Financial Advisors, yet your name is not Crystal Savalia, it's Crystal Sedano.
Right.
Because you just recently bought the company. Tell us about that.
I did. So it's kind of funny that you say that about my last name, because there's the gentleman I bought the business from, Don Savalia. We get confused many times. A lot of people think I'm his daughter. And something about this industry, there's a lot of family dynamics, but I purchased the company from Don in 2023, January 1st of 2023. So I'd been working with Don for 6 years prior to that. He's in a stage where he's starting to think about his exit plan when I first joined him, not anywhere near thinking and having that decision made at that point, but looking for somebody that was going to be taking over the business and run it and take care of his clients in the same manner that he always had. So this has always been kind of part of the plan, but just finally happened in 2023.
Well, and I can say as one of your clients, we really enjoy working with Savalia Financial Advisors, and I tell so many friends and family members about it. And the biggest thing I always stress to people, this is my example. I say, unless you have a dollar to your name or you have $1 million to your name, at Savalia Financial Advisors, you all are treated equally with the same amount of respect. The response time's fantastic. Crystal, you know, I ask you a million questions all the time because I'm into this financial stuff, but I don't want to make mistakes. And your team are just really responsive. And
Thank you.
How would you describe the culture at Savalia Financial Advisors? Because that's how I describe it to people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad that you have that perception, because we really want to be family oriented. I got this from Don. Don made friends and had treated them like family for very many years. And we just, there's a lot of intimate details and there's a lot of trust. Mm-hmm. So we really get to know our clients, and actually they become more like friends and family than anything. And so we treat you like family when you come in our door. We're a casual office. We have dogs in our office sometimes.
Yes, right? Every now and then you walk in, you're like, oh, there's a dog.
Yeah. So it kind of just helps bring the level of seriousness down. And sometimes it's intimidating to talk about money and finances. I think a lot of people are really nervous to find out, where am I right now? But that's a huge important step, is just taking that step. But we try to make it more comfortable, just so that you feel more open to having these conversations and, like I said, open to the possibilities.
Well, and your strategy definitely works. I mean, we've had some tough conversations, from estate planning to life insurance to saving up for college for our son, to buying my first home, then my second home, and then a place up north, and going through all these things and having a lot of questions. And it just means a lot that you guys are always there. And I'm telling you, those of you listening, if you are looking for a place to go where no question really is a dumb question, and I mean that, and you will be treated with respect and like family, Savalia Financial Advisors are fantastic. They're in Oak Creek. Now, we live in Waukesha. We meet virtually with Crystal, so don't worry, everybody, because of the virtual space, you can still be a part of the family there at Savalia Financial Advisors. Just go to dreamplanenjoy.com. And why did you decide to sponsor Women's Small Business Month, our initiative here at 99.1 The Mix?
I just felt like it was a great fit. I mean, being a small business myself and being a woman business owner, I think there's certain things that we face as females. And I just want to bring light to the fact that if you feel like there's something you want to do and you just need a little bit of encouragement, I think that anybody can do it. If you have a passion for something and you're driven by that, you can do anything, whether you're a male, female, small business, large business. I'm just here to say you can do it. It can be hard, and I'm not going to say it's easy, but I just want to be an advocate for that.
For sure. And let's ask about some of those hard days and hard challenges when it comes to being a business owner. And I mean, any business owner has hard days, but
Absolutely. As
a woman business owner, what are some of those adversity or obstacles you've had to overcome?
Yeah. So one of the things that was really an eye opener to me was, you know, I knew how to do my job. I was a financial advisor. I felt like you know, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I felt like I was pretty good at it. I had a really good relationship with my clients. I knew that whole dynamic. So I figured, okay, stepping into just taking over the business and running it. I know the business. I know the industry. I can do this. It's a totally different thing when you become the solo owner, especially of a business. It's not only just doing that job you've always had, but now it's adding in all of these other elements. Like, you are the main person. You are responsible for the livelihood of employees. In my case, I have 6 employees in my office. And so it just brings on an additional level of responsibility, but also excitement. I'm always learning something new. I'm always wearing a different hat. I'm HR. I'm the advisor. I'm everything.
You're like building the plane in flight, really, yeah. Sometimes, I'm sure, as it's happening behind the scenes, because there's a lot that's being thrown at you.
Exactly.
And you do have a really incredible supportive team, and they're there to support you through all of this as well. What do you know now about owning your own business that you wish you knew before you bought Savalia Financial Advisors?
Yeah. I think, to kind of piggyback off of what I was just saying, that you can do your job really well, but once you add in all these other elements, it's definitely a different way of learning time management and priorities. And I'm still learning that. And I think that's a big piece of it, too, is that you have to be okay with the fact that you're never going to know everything. And that's okay. I actually find that that's my strength. If I don't know something, it forces me to go out and learn it. And I'm going to do it an unbiased way, potentially. I do feel really lucky that I purchased an established business. I was in that business for 7 years. I had ownership for a few years, very minority ownership for a few years before actually purchasing the whole company. So I think Don did a really great job of including me and helping me learn the business. I mean, he was really a great mentor for that. And I think that's an important part. If you are thinking about starting your own business, or you are just getting into business, that's another avenue to explore. It's not always just starting a new business and being an entrepreneur. There's the idea of also buying and running an established business, too. So there's so many different ways to look at it. But
definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And when it comes to putting your team together, what qualities do you look for in the people that you hire at Savalia Financial Advisors?
So culture is a big thing for us, not only for the way we run our business, but then the way that translates out to our clients, as you were mentioning earlier. So I think for me, it's initiative, it's leadership, it's compassion. I'm very lucky. My team, we all work together really well. We really care about each other. We're willing to help each other out, go beyond if we need to. And sometimes those things, I think, just they seem like standard things that you would expect, but it really just goes a long way, especially in a small business where I'm not the only one that's just wearing multiple hats sometimes. It's all of my staff. Some of my staff do the client services work. Some of them do marketing. And it's just being able to shift priorities and things like that, too. So just, you have to have the right set of skills to work in, well, any industry specifically, but in mine, it's being able to kind of juggle that, all of those responsibilities, and figuring out where's the priority.
Definitely. And it helps that you have such a team that is committed to working together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at Savalia Financial Advisors, again, wherever you're at in your life financially, you'll belong at Savalia Financial Advisors, because maybe you're in that stage of life that you've gone through a divorce, or look what we're talking about, Small Business Month. You want to start your own business.
Yeah.
Or you are looking for those retirement plans. That's why I love the website, dreamplanenjoy.com. What can you suggest for someone to do that's interested in maybe talking with you, but they're not really sure yet? What steps should they take?
Really, first step is just call my office, schedule an appointment with either myself or one of the advisors on my team. One thing that makes our office a little bit different is that you don't just have one primary point of contact. Like, Elizabeth and I work together for the most part, but if I needed to bring in another advisor that has an area of expertise or specialty that, you know, they've got just more knowledge of that, I may bring them in to also give some advice or to give some direction. But just call our office, schedule an appointment. We will tell you everything we would like you to bring or think about or questions we may have, because our process is just that our first meeting is really just to get to know each other. I want to kind of understand, where are you today? Where would you like to be? And then I'm going to help you put together a strategy and a plan to help you get there. And if you're not on track yet, I can give you some ideas of things you can do now to help you get there. But really, start soon, because time is your friend when it comes to financial planning.
Ooh, I love that. Mm-hmm. And you all are so approachable. And I mean, you handle all members of the family. I know when my husband and I sit down, Eric and I have very different views sometimes of how aggressive we want to be or not be when it comes to investments in our future. And you are able to handle that really, really well. And we appreciate it. And I'm so excited that you're a part of this initiative here with Women's Small Business Month. I cannot tell you all how many people I have sent to Savalia Financial Advisors over the years, because I really just believe in the fact that it's a partnership. And we've always been made to feel that way. And when we do achieve some of these goals, I really enjoy seeing you, Crystal, and being like, guess what? Guess what happened?
Because I love celebrating those things with you,
and
too.
And you do.
It's for me, it's an accomplishment as well. It's not only just your personal goals, but it's for me, too. If I help you get there, I've done my job.
Yes. And I know you guys are really genuinely excited about that. So if you're a working family, if you're nearing retirement, if you're divorced or widowed, major life changes happening, a small business owner, go to dreamplanenjoy.com. Reach out to the team at Savalia Financial Advisors. I am so proud to say that I have been working with them for, it's almost 16 years now, which is insane.
Yeah.
They've been around for over 25 years. You will love Crystal and the team. And again, thank you so much for being a part and sponsoring Women's Small Business Month here at 99.1 The Mix.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm really excited that you guys are doing this and I got to be part of it. So thank you.
I thought you'd bring some chickens from your chickens at your house, Crystal.
No, leave those home.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Promoter Elizabeth Kay is an employee of the radio station and is indirectly compensated for the testimonial that was provided. The promoter Elizabeth Kay is also a client of Savalia Financial Advisors, and her experience with Savalia Financial Advisors may not be representative of all client experiences. Past performance is no guarantee of future performance or success. There may be additional conflicts that may not be represented here. Please refer to the firm's ADV Part 2 to address additional conflicts.